and welcome to the new edition of the podcast of Life Value TV, the podcast for more life value. My name is Stefan Josef, and I'm glad you're listening to my podcast today, in which we talk about the personal qualities that make up role models and how world peace relates to patterns of thought and behavior. What makes your role model stand out? What qualities do you think are an absolute must for a role model? 3 weeks ago, we took a closer look at the reciprocal effect of rules and role models. Which personal qualities role models should be equipped with, we have saved for today. Two questions in advance before we go into more detail about these characteristics. How perfect does a person have to be to meet the demands of a role model? What mistakes can a role model make in order not to lose face? Every person who takes responsibility has already gained experience in his life. In any case, experience helps to make better decisions. Failures often sharpen the mind all the more. This is shown to me by less advantageous decisions that I myself have made. So let's start by looking at perfection, an ambition that many people pursue. If you take a closer look, the perfect person would either already know everything or master everything right away, and this in all areas of knowledge and activity. I don't know of anyone who meets this perfect standard. Isn't it precisely human error that makes a person particularly sympathetic? Especially when every idea or action happens with absolutely good intentions. From my point of view, perfection should not be confused with the demand to continuous improvement. I myself am one of those people who want to find a shorter or better way, or I want to support others in doing so. Nevertheless, I allow others and myself to make mistakes, because I consider mistakes to be absolutely human. The Christmas season is an ideal time to take a closer look at what it means to be human. During a discussion on Christmas and peace, we talked at school about how we can all contribute to make Christmas more beautiful for other people. Some students said that giving and sharing with other people are particularly important. For me, this implies being grateful as a role model for everything that is already there in terms of possessions, even if it is little, as well as putting aside greed and miserliness. From my point of view, it can be concluded that, in any case, a role model has a good heart and is willing not only to think of himself, but to help people in need to take responsibility. We first approach other people without judgment, because life can be complicated and a strong shoulder is necessary to throw a lifeline for them. After all going through life without prejudice also means to see the good qualities of a person and to believe that this person can take a positive direction again. This in turn means that we encourage and build each other up when life doesn't go so well and strokes of fate take hold, that we lead a life worth living for those affected. Over the past few years, it has become clear to me again and again, this affects every area of life, and this has been made clear to me in the same way. Always act in the way we think it would be beneficial for other people as well. This also includes our actions towards animals and nature. After all, how are we supposed to appear authentic and with integrity if we eat heaps of cake and chocolate ourselves but recommend vegetables and fruits for a healthy life? Why should other people follow our recommendation to keep a gratitude list and a success and learning journal if we don't do it ourselves? For what reason does someone start a morning and evening ritual with meditation or similar activities if we can't get out of bed ourselves and can hardly find our way there in the evening? How can someone be persuaded to read a good book every day when we have already done everything in school not to have to read? In a nutshell, this means not to accuse other people of what they do and even if behind closed doors, not to act in the same way and consequently not to be a whit better. As the saying goes, reach wine, drink water. So we see that the role model function is associated with numerous patterns of thought and action, and on Christmas Eve, when we think about why we celebrate Christmas, we realize that love, peace, friendship, charity, harmonious and convivial coexistence, to make just a short list, are at the center. And it doesn't matter whether we are Christians, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, atheists. Here too, a much more detailed list would be possible, but that we are clear about what a peaceful world of charity looks like. The signs of times may keep us from always looking ahead in a positive, cheerful and happy way. Tidying up, turning the world upside down and repositioning it certainly takes time, but after an argument, we can reach out to each other, after disagreement, if we understand that our language is often simply not the same, so that we finally let the stars shine for the other person. I'm looking forward to your subscription to my podcast and I invite you to take a look at my YouTube channel, Life Valley TV. I wish you a happy new year. All love, Stefan Josef.